Unseasoned Strat, in collaboration with the government of Montserrat and a number of other entities, have been working assiduously to provide relief to persons displaced by the series of explosive volcanic eruptions. Member of the Association for Unseasoned Strat, Kenrick Burke, outlined how the organization came into being, and he shared what the general mood was on hearing the news of the eruption.
For many years, Vincentians has been a part of the Montserrat society. A lot of Vincentians would have migrated to Montserrat to be policemen and other jobs. So there is quite a few Vincentian currently on the island. And this association was brought out of the situation that St. Vincent is in currently in terms of the volcano. We thought it was a good idea for us to band together and galvanize support on the ground to help with the relief effort back home. So out of the tragedy that is currently unfolding at home, this particular association was brought out of that. Like many Vincentian in the diaspora, we were quite concerned about what was happening home, particularly in terms of our immediate relatives and friends and families and so forth. And we wanted to ensure that they were, you know, safe. So I guess upon hearing the evacuation order, you know, we all kept close monitor of the different social media, and you know, we call our families to ensure they're okay. After the explosion, you know, trying to contact persons again to ensure that, you know, the continued safety. So we have always kept a close eye on the developments thereafter.
Mr. Burke spoke about the response action by Unseasoned Strat, noting that they have partnered with other NGOs to host fundraising activities.
After the crisis itself, we basically band ourselves together as a group, and we started with several discussions centered around how we are going to lend support to the folks back home. The decision was taken to first have some discussions with the local government to have an idea of what their plans was in assisting the folks back in St. Vincent. Then we also look at the different NGOs, local NGOs and community-based organizations to sort of lend support to whatever activities that they had planned so that we can support and lend strength to what they were doing. And what we would have done, we would have joined with the Rotaract, and we would have done a collection drive so that persons could actually drop off donated items and so forth. And we would also have done like a breakfast and a lunch as a way of raising funds so that we can gather money to ship items back to St. Vincent.
Mr. Burke also provided an update on the progress of the fundraising activities thus far.
We have received about $3,000 in donation. We have over 1,000 to collect, outstanding amount to collect. At our first fundraiser, the breakfast and barbecue sale held on the 17th of April, and we made just over $5,000. This event saw Unseasoned Strat joining with the Rotary Club of Montserrat in a disaster relief drive, which received donations of food, water, and clothing. Unseasoned Strat continued with the disaster relief and was able to ship 3 pallets of clothing, food, toiletries, and water on the 30th of April to charitable organizations in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, namely the Paget Farm Disaster Response Team in Beckway, the Voice of the Disabled, Sir Optimist International, the Anglican Mothers Union, and the Red Cross. We received a donation to offset the shipping, which amounted to about $2,000.
Member of the Association for Unseasoned Strat, Kenrick Burke. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufrière Volcano Update.